At Cherry & Vava, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Vavas from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry & Vavas. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry & Vava, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry & Vava for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry & Vava.
The Rich Zeoli Show Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Zeoli Show. Glad you're here. CBSPhilly.com/Rich. In May of 1940, Germany advanced into France, trapping Allied troops on the beaches of Dunkirk. Under air and ground cover from British and French forces, troops were slowly and methodically evacuated from the beach using every serviceable naval and civilian vessel that could be found. At the end of the heroic mission, 330,000 French, British, Belgian, and Dutch soldiers were safely evacuated. It is now the story of a movie by Christopher Nolan. So is it good? Is it worth seeing? That's the question we are going to ask our buddy Mara Rheinstein. She is our official film critic now, and you can find her at maramovies.com. Mara, thanks for making the time today.
Hi, Rich. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So is it good?
No, it's not good. It's great.
Is it my favorite?
It is. It's fantastic. It is easily, probably, as far as cinematic achievements, the best movie I've seen so far in 2017. I think even though it's only July, Christopher Nolan definitely going to be on that short list for best directing Oscar come 2018. It's just really probably his finest filmmaking achievement in terms of just, it's a completely immersive experience. You really feel like you were right there.
And how's the war scenes? How are the war scenes done?
The whole thing is a war scene.
Is it just one long war scene, pretty much?
It's not. It's a kind of a hard movie to describe in the sense that there's almost no dialogue in the movie. It's basically a sonic symphony where you'll hear bullets and then the water, people in the water. You kind of have to just go in not expecting a streamlined story like Hacksaw Ridge, like Saving Private Ryan, where you follow a certain group of people from point A to point B. Like here, it's three different storylines set over three different time periods going on at three different times. I mean, it sounds hard to, you think, oh, I'm going to be overwhelmed. I'm not going to understand it. It's going to be complicated. But Christopher Nolan is such a master that you don't really get overwhelmed with it.
Mara, that sounds great. I mean, I love these kind of movies. I love these big, you know, epic war movies. Is it pretty historically accurate, you would say?
It's hard to say. No, this is not. It's based on a true story, but you're seeing composite characters on the screen. So it's hard to say if it's really true. I mean, of course it is, in the sense that you see all these soldiers being rescued, but is it really a case where a man on a boat played by Mark Rylance sees a soldier hanging and rescues him from drowning? Who knows if that really happened? It's hard to say. Christopher Nolan took some liberties in that regard, but again, I didn't mind it. And I didn't mind that not all these characters had these amazing backstories that you had to know. That's not what the movie is about. Christopher Nolan's goal in this movie is to show the chaos of an intense, insane rescue mission, and that's what he accomplishes.
Mara Rheinstein is here. MaraMovies.com is where you can find her. We're talking about Dunkirk, which right now on Rotten Tomatoes is a 92% score, which is huge.
That's actually, I thought it'd be higher. I think people kind of hate just to hate. The only asterisk I will say is that you've got to go on the biggest screen possible. If there's an IMAX theater near you, seen on the IMAX. That's what the IMAX is there for. You really get that experience by seeing an IMAX. I'm not sure if maybe some of the people who rated it low didn't see it in a great medium. Maybe that affected things. But for me, I don't know how you give this thing a green splat on Rotten Tomatoes.
By the way, I saw War for Planet of the Apes, and I loved it. I thought it was phenomenal.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's very solid. You know, it didn't do so good at the box office last weekend. I think it was a little bleak for some people.
All right, so then let me ask you about a couple of other movies. There's a movie called Girls Trip, which is opening this week as well.
All right, I love Girls Trip. I know this is crazy. I did not expect to like it. How many movies, even this summer, have I seen where girls get raunchy, and it's hilarious because they're girls. Like, I'm over that sub genre, but it's really funny. It's Queen Latifah and Jada Pinkett Smith and this actress named Tiffany, I think Haddish is how you pronounce her last name. She was in the movie Keanu. It's a great counter-programming to Dunkirk. I think it'll make some money. It's a raunchy comedy, but I liked it because you actually believe the girls are friends and not just thrown on the screen together. And the jokes are funny. It's smart. I liked it. I would say, like I said, it's for the women who are watching. I mean, men will have to be dragged and kicking and screaming. But I would say for the ladies who are listening in, go for it.
Yeah, I'd rather be on a beach at Dunkirk than watch that movie that you just described.
Rich, this movie is not for you. It is not for my parents. They would walk out after 2 minutes.
All right, good to know, though. That's good to know, because some people might hear, oh, girls trip. I'll go see it. It sounds fun and cute, and it's not, you know, exactly what it really is. All right.
This movie will never see the light of day in its entirety on TBS or Comedy Central. It ain't happening. It is a hard rated R, but it's funny.
All right, so what are some other good movies we should see this weekend?
Well, you've got Girls Trip, you've got Dunkirk, you've got War for the Planet of the Apes, you've got Valerian, which is a Luc Besson movie. Skip it, skip it, skip it.
Skip Valerian, okay.
Yeah, skip Valerian. You still have Spider-Man left over. You still have The Big Sick. I've been talking about it for weeks. It's still expanding wide, doing really well. You still have Baby Driver. For the kids, you know, you've got one more week until you have the Emoticon movie, which I can't even believe they're making a movie out of it. But hey, I think the kids will like it. And you've got Despicable Me and Cars 3. The kids' audience, they're kind of being underserved at the moment, but they'll be all right.
Now, sorry, so Baby Driver, and then there's a Despicable Me Part 3, right?
Yeah. Baby Driver's not for kids. Definitely not. Despicable 3, yes, all the way.
Dawn, what are you taking the boys to see these days? They're early teenagers. No, I'm asking our news anchor, Dawn. She's got boys who are 13 and 12. 10 and 11.
So we went to the Wonder Woman movie.
Did they like it?
Yeah, they loved it. They absolutely loved it.
Have they seen Spider-Man?
And of course, we recently saw that right when it came out. They loved it. Love Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is like right up the alley for a 12, 13-year-old kid for sure. Yeah.
So they love it.
Yeah, I think War of the Planet of the Apes might be a little too intense. I don't know. I don't know if I could like give a whole hard recommendation.
How about Dunkirk? Would you recommend Dunkirk for the...
I actually would. You know what's great about Dunkirk is that it's not bloody. You're not seeing that 20 minutes of Private Ryan where, like, the water is hitting the beach soaked in blood. You don't have that scene. You don't need it. It's effective. I think it would be, like, a fantastic history lesson, actually, for of that age.
Your boys love history.
Yeah, so they would probably love that. Absolutely.
But I
think it depends on the kid. I mean, you have to talk to your kid. My boys like video games, which can be pretty gruesome. So Planet of the Apes, as long as there aren't sex scenes... I think it's okay.
No, there's some ape sex in the movie, right? Mara, the gorillas get it on at one point.
I mean, forget the fact that it's, I mean, there's the sex, blah, 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 but it's just a long movie, War of the Planet of the Apes. Like, I got a little restless sitting through it. It's a little, you know, like, if you haven't seen the first two, you might get a little bit lost in it. I would say see Dunkirk before you see War for the Planet of the Apes.
Got it.
Very good.
Is there any sex in Wonder Woman?
And there wasn't any sex.
No, that's a shame. That's too bad.
No, she's a good girl, Diana Prince.
Yeah.
She's not doing that. There's just like some light flirting.
Yeah, very appropriate.
Yeah, very appropriate.
I got news for you guys. I have no interest in seeing Spider-Man because this is the 34th Spider-Man they've made in the last 5 years.
No, you would like it. It was good.
I would? Mm-hmm. All right.
But you know what? I've already said, Rich, to you, it is not like your average Spider-Man. You don't get that origin story. You've seen it a million times.
Good. What is Michael Keaton's role in Spider-Man? What does he do?
He plays the villain.
Oh, nice. He's
great in it.
By the way, Michael Keaton has had a resurgence. If I could recommend a movie to watch on demand this weekend, you can't say rent anymore, right? Because that's outdated. Right. I would recommend The Founder. Because Michael Keaton... Go ahead.
I love The Founder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays Ray Kroc, and it's the story of McDonald's, and I was fascinated by the movie.
It's odd. That movie was pushed last year from August to October to November, and then it was somehow buried in January. I don't know what Weinstein was thinking. I thought it was fantastic also. I liked it. My parents liked it. I liked it so much that I did research on it afterward. You know, you wanted to learn more after the movie because we all have eaten McDonald's. We all want to know what goes on underneath the Golden Arches, and Michael Keaton's great in it.
And what's his name? Nick Offerman, who plays one of the McDonald's brothers.
Yes.
He's terrific. You know, he's from Parks and Recreation, of course, and you recognize him with the mustache, but he's clean-shaven in this movie, and I honestly thought he stole the show.
He is. I thought both brothers were fantastic, and Ray Kroc really screwed them over, didn't he, Rich? He really did.
But that's the question. Did he, or is that the movie's interpretation? I don't know.
No, that's I think he did. He was a son of a bitch. But
whoa, hey, Mara, this is a family show here. All right, all right. We get your point. All right. Listen, check her out at maramovies.com, and thank you for the review. What?
Rich, I screwed up. I just got a text from my brother who's listening. He said it's the emoji movie, not the emoticon movie.
The emoji movie is coming next weekend.
Next Friday. Right. Next Friday's the emoji.
Okay, well, I will put a sad face next to my
okay.
Twitter handle in the spirit of that movie. MaraMovies.com. Thanks, Mara. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too. Talk soon.
Bye. Riccioli 3-6. Talk Radio 1210.
WPHT. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.